Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Jim Sando. Revision New Possibilities is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions. I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we start every morning on Ron Siegel Radio with a little bit of a celebration. And being that I am looking at our guest list, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Jeffrey. I don't see my wife on there, so I can actually tell you what we're celebrating today because I was confused when I saw this one. It said National Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. And I saw that and I said, I don't, it's only supposed to be once a year. How could that be? I've been confused for the last 30 plus years. But then again, I saw it's also National Shoe the World Day. I thought that we have enough of those at home, so that's an interesting one. National Pears Helen Day. So if I can go with a food analogy, you know me, I will always take that opportunity. Having beaten anorexia, National Pears Helene Day. I guess I should say it properly. It is a French dessert combining warm poached pears, vanilla ice cream, chocolate, if you don't mind. And chocolate sauce, the more chocolate, the better. Didn't see any whipped cream on there, but I guess we can add that just a little bit. Checking out the markets this morning, we started out the day going up, came back down to even, and now we're up 254 points. Nice news there if you are invested in the market, if you've got a 401k, an IRA, any of those issues, gold or oil. Up 25 cents a barrel. I'm not going to look even this morning at the cost of a gallon of gasoline because we know that we're in the state of confusion in Taxifornia here. And, you know, the pricing is always going to be on the higher side. Checking out the bond market. That's not an exciting one there either. So we're looking at the 10-year Treasury, 2.83 as we speak. We're also looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. The bond is down. Rates are up a little bit this morning. Not a whole lot, but they are moving up. They're trying to get up. The bond has actually been trying to work its way through the 25-day moving average, but it's showing a lot of resistance right there. So that 25-day moving average is tough. If we can get through it, we might be able to get up and see some interest rate drops. Interest rate drops, though, we did see a little bit. Not enough to matter because we got the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey this morning. 30-year fixed rate loan, 4.44%. You got to pay a little bit to get it. Last year, this time, we were at 4.30. Last week at this time, we were at 4.46. So the difference between 4.46 and 4.44, you're not going to notice it. So don't worry about it. Just a little bit of the, you know, for those of us that are, you know, technology nerds that we follow the charts, you know, we're watching that stuff for you. Don't feel too compelled to watch it. If I didn't do this for a living, if it wasn't my job, I probably wouldn't be watching it either. Looking else, what else is going on? I guess the Republicans, Democrats, House Intelligence Committee battling over whether to release transcripts of their interviews now that the panel's year-long investigation into Russian interference is ending. Wonder if when we're going to see the Mueller investigation end. Or are we just going to keep spending money after money, finding out that they know absolutely nothing? Just a question. FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility has recommended the firing of former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, still on the payroll. But if he gets fired in the next few days, that could put his pension at risk. I wonder, you know, you got to have a mixed emotion about that. If he's done things that are criminal against the law, bring charges. Firing him just to get rid of his pension, I hope there's a lot more to it than just that. Because I'd hate to see somebody devote that much time to service of our country and over some of these different issues, you know, lose their pension. Now, on the other side of the coin, I'm looking at Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. I think that that's one that should be arrested. How about jail time after she warns illegal immigrants, many hardened criminals in the Bay Area, that an immigration and customs enforcement raid would be happening in the coming days? Now, we've spent millions of dollars looking at no evidence on the president for obstruction. Here, it's pretty obvious. She even comes out and says it on TV. Yeah, I did it. And hasn't been arrested. What would happen if you and I did that? Just a quick thought right there. Question for you there. Moving right along. Shaquille O'Neal getting into the public fray. Retired NBA star Shaquille O'Neal said more cops is the answer to school shootings rather than a ban on guns. O'Neal doesn't live too far from Parkland and said he is planning a run for sheriff in 2020. Bet he'd be a big candidate there. No pun intended. Whoops, wrong. Eventually I'll get the right sound. I'm a little slow this morning. But the Shaka coming up with some ideas there. Interesting. A lot of changes in the White House. Is that bad or is that good? Or do you understand it? The media wants you to think that because the president is making changes, that it's turmoil in the White House. I'm going to share with you my opinion because I've been a business owner. As the job changes, you want to always have the best people in position. Can you think of what most people would think of one of the best CEOs ever in American history? Let's think about CEOs, Fortune 500 companies. Made a big mistake, I would suggest. Jack Welch. Many people will say Jack Welch was one of the best CEOs in history. Did a great job at General Electric. One of his big business decisions was the bottom 10% is replaced of every area of the company. The bottom 10% of performers are replaced at all times. If you're a manager and you can't find the bottom 10%, that means you're the one that's going to be replaced because you're not doing your job the right way, according to what Mr. Welch's business philosophies were. When he left General Electric, it was a powerhouse of a company. Now, the biggest mistake I think Mr. Welch did was he named Jeffrey Immelt as his successor. Immelt didn't do such a good job, and now GE's probably on the verge of at least being broken up, if not going completely out of business. So that was part of the one thing that will go down as a negative on Mr. Welch's report card. But you know something? Is the president doing the same thing? Right? His feeling is, as the CEO of our country, that Mr. Tillerson was not the right person for the job at this time or going forward. He felt he was the right person for the job at that time. Make a change. Same thing, Reince Priebus. Right? He was the right person at the right time, according to the CEO's opinion. That changed. You make a change. The media goes crazy over these things because they think it's all turmoil. The idea is the media doesn't understand business. They don't understand leadership. There's a bunch of loons in the media that just can't get this through their head. And if it wasn't the fact that they're trying to destroy America, and I've said this on air many times, the media is trying a coup of America. The president is way smarter than they are. What is the president doing? He's going out and attacking the media every time. Who speaks to more people? Somebody from MSNBC hee-haw or the president of the United States? So when he goes on the offensive and says, you know something, CNN doesn't know the truth if it hit him in the head. Well, being that nobody's listening to CNN, people are starting to realize, you know something, maybe a lot of what the media says should be questioned. I agree with that. It should be questioned. The media is not above questioning that. If they were doing their job the right way, you'd know a lot more of what's going on in our country. We're going to talk more about that. I got in a big debate yesterday. Who's behind the walkout of all these students? Do you think the students organized this throughout the country on their own? I think it's organized better than that, and there's proof of it. But no one wants to hear that. You know, it goes all the way back to Louis Farrakhan. They don't want to hear that an anti-Semite, an anti-white advocate, a person that says that Hitler was a great person. No, that's not, they don't want to hear that that's who's behind a lot of this. It's not in their agenda. We're going to talk more about these and other issues as we progress through the day, because we're talking about it. We spent a lot of time this week talking about our kids. It's important. And we're going to get more into that conversation today as we go as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also talk about moving up is more affordable now than almost any other time in 40 years. We've got the Mortgage Minute coming up, and we'll see what else we can come across as the morning progresses. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval that could save you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star. So what are we watching? The stock's moving higher this morning. The bonds are not doing a whole heck of a lot. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond down 5 basis points. Not a huge, huge change What's driving it? Well, initial jobless claims, which measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, showed that there were 226,000 claims last week, a drop of 4,000 from the previous report, 3,000 better than estimates. Last week's figure was revised slightly lower by 1,000. Number of firings remains historically low as the supply of labor continues to shrink and employers hold on tight to their employees. How do they do that? Well, they start paying them more money, giving them better benefits. Isn't that what we wanted the president to do? Isn't that what we wanted to see accomplished? Manufacturing data for the New York and Philly regions, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, which was for March, showed a reading of 22.5, which was much stronger than last month's number, also stronger than the estimates. Philly Fed manufacturing was reported at 22.3, slightly weaker than the previously reading, but still a solid number. National Association of Home Builders released their housing market index for March, showed builder confidence dropped a little bit, and it was a little bit lower than expectations. Builders say demand is still very high within the report. Current sales held steady at 77. Buyer traffic fell 3 points to 15, blah, blah, blah. CoreLogic released their national equity report, which showed that housing continued to get stronger. Appreciation has helped many homeowners regain positive equity. Only 4.9% of all mortgage properties were negative equity in the fourth quarter of 2017, significantly improved from 6.3% a year prior. That equates to 700,000 homes regaining positive equity. A lot of good news in the markets. Are you watching? Are you ready to get a new house? Are you ready to see what your household blended interest rate is? And can you do any better? Those are all questions for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you again by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we've been chatting this week a little bit about personal responsibility. And obviously yesterday we saw the children, or the young people, I shouldn't say children, young people, go out in a civil disobedience, so to speak, or to walk out just from either as a remembrance or protesting, whatever they want to call it, from the shootings a month ago in Parkland, Florida. And I would say that nobody in their right mind can say anything other than that was a tragic, tragic event. I wish our law enforcement had done a better job. That's coming out as being that, you know, something, there was somebody crying for help and didn't get it. And that is a flaw on society. But I'm not the expert in that arena, so we want to talk to Jim Sando. Revision New Possibilities is the name of his group. Good morning.
Good morning.
So that really is the big issue there, is that, you know, it seems to me, and obviously you're the expert, the young man was crying for help.
Absolutely. He had been crying for help for years, and very little help did he get.
And that's a shame, because now there's 17 people have lost their lives, 17 families, or 34 families or more have, you know, been directly affected, and hundreds have, you know, experienced something that no one should ever experience.
Well, and you know, what's really sad is that everybody knew that this young man's mother just passed away in November, and she was his only real support and emotional support. So how nobody anticipated this problem is, quite frankly, it's beyond me. But it's prevalent throughout society. I mean, we've got the highest increase in major depressive episodes among teens occurred in 2016. 37% increase in major depressive episodes among teens. Nowadays, we've got almost 20% of teens age 16 are suffering from a major depressive episode. And what's happening with them? Who even knows that fact is true, and who's doing anything about it? It's so sad.
Is there something that our community can point to? I mean, what's caused this that we're increasing so much now?
Well, it's sort of like the economy, Ron. You can point to a bunch of different things that are occurring that create the problem. The ways families get together, the kind of emotional support that teens get, the amount of attention that parents are able to give their teens, what's happening economically to the parents and where their attentions are. There's just a whole myriad of issues that are going on that contribute to the problem. But to me, the saddest thing is that nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Do you realize that of the people who are suffering from depression, a severe depressive episode, 60% of them went without any treatment at all. Now, what happens when you have a mental illness and you don't treat it? Do you think it gets better by itself?
I wouldn't think so.
No, it just gets worse.
I have a friend of mine, and he's my age, so he's not a youngster, right? But and he's in the business of doing biohazard cleanup. He goes to the ugliest of sites to do these cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a conversation when his business first started growing, that, hey, buddy, what are you going to do to decompress? And how do you help your staff decompress from what they're seeing, deflate from that horror? And he's in his mid-50s. You talk about a 16-year-old, they don't have those kind of, or it seems to me, they don't have those kind of thought processes and those strategies. What are you going to do?
Well, and Ron, what's most disturbing to me is that most parents think this is just a phase my kid is going through. He'll get through it. He'll outgrow it. I went through it when I was younger. That simply isn't true. What kids are going through today is much more severe than what we went through. I mean, I remember as a teen going through what I thought were depressive episodes, but they're nothing compared to what teens are going through nowadays. And they're not going to outgrow it. They're going to get more unhealthy until they're like this young man in Florida, 19 years old, goes out and fulfills fantasies that he had 5 years ago because he doesn't know what else to do in his life. He's got no guidance.
And you look at him, just watching him on TV, right? And I don't know whether it's a ploy as far as for when he's, because you only see him when he's going when in the court appearances. But I mean, he looks like he's totally regressed from society. Right. I'm no expert in the field. I'm not trained. The only expertise I have is I've got three sons that I think are pretty good people, and I hope they're good people. Right. I mean, but, maybe somebody thought that this young man was, too.
Well, if you listen to the people who knew this shooter, everybody knew he had problems. Nobody was doing anything about it. And one of the first signs of problems was withdrawal. That's typical, whether it's depression, anxiety, when a teen starts to withdraw from everyday life, when they stay up in their room more often and don't come down and chat with the family, that's a red flag. And most parents just there to say, well, he's going through a mood or he's mad at us. Well, that could be, but it seems to me that it would be wise to make sure that it's nothing more serious.
Well, I'm a big believer that until a certain age, and I don't even know what the right age is, do the young people have that right to make those decisions? If I had a 16-year-old and they were going up into their room all the time because maybe they're mad at me, I don't care. Come downstairs and sit with the family and we talk about these things and try and resolve an issue. Withdraw and fighting is not the solution to me.
Well, I think the problem is so many parents are so busy and they're just so overwhelmed with their own lives that they don't really have the time and attention to pay to their own children. It's a lot harder to say, come on downstairs and let's talk. It's much easier to just cook dinner or do whatever it is that you want to do, watch TV, and just sort of let the kids simmer somewhere. But sometimes the easiest approach isn't the best. In fact, probably usually the easiest approach is not the best.
So do you see it as maybe that we've got – we've got too much, right? Go back 100 years, we had a one bedroom or two bedroom house and either, everybody was together. You had to face one another, whether you liked them or not, or, move out. Is that part of the problem? Is that we're so busy chasing more, whatever more might be?
I remember a few years ago when they built some really large houses in my neighborhood, and I went to look at them at an open house, and the teens could literally go a week without talking to their parents. They had an upstairs refrigerator. They had TV upstairs. They never had to come downstairs and talk to their parents. And I remember thinking there's going to be some very unhealthy families here.
And we're starting to see that. It's fascinating where our society is going. We talked about this on a Monday or Tuesday when Jimmy Gaston was in the minister. And a lot of it seems like, the conversation that you and I are having also, Jim, I want to talk about this when we come back. A lot of it seems to be that the problem is the breakdown of the family. And I wonder if that's prevalent in so many areas and that, how do we correct that? So we're going to continue our conversation with Jim Sando, Revision New Possibilities. When we come back, we'll also talk about, ironically enough, moving up is more affordable than almost any other time in 40 years. We might have to change that story, guys. And so we'll figure this out as we progress. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564 toolkit 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit that includes the mortgage calculators, home affordability worksheet, and how to get real time access to interest rates. All that is in there for free. Again, text toolkit, no space, to 79564. Moving up is more affordable now than almost any other time in 40 years. If you're considering selling your current home to either move up to a larger home or into a home in an area that better suits your current family needs, great news was just revealed. Last week, Trulia posted a blog, Not Your Father's Housing Market, which examined home affordability over the last 40-plus years, from 1975 through 2016. Their research revealed, and I quote, nationally, homes are just about the most affordable they've been in the last 40 years. The median household could afford a home 1.5 times more expensive than the median home price. In 1980, the median household could only afford about 3/4 of the median home price. Despite relatively stagnant incomes, affordability has grown due to the sharp drop in mortgage rates over the last 30 years from a high of over 16%. You remember those days of 16%? Unfortunately, I do. In the 80s, under 4% by 2016 of the nation's 100 largest metros, only Miami became unaffordable between 1990 and 2016. Meanwhile, 22 metros have flipped from being unaffordable to becoming affordable in that same time period. I shared a graph earlier today showing the affordability index compared to the 40-year average. The graph shows that housing affordability is better now than at any other time in the last 40 years, except during the housing crash last decade. No doubt that with home prices and mortgage rates on the rise, the affordability index will continue to fall. That's why if you're thinking about moving up, don't wait. If you have held off on moving up to your family's dream home because you were hoping to time the market, you blew it. Those interest rates were cheaper before. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get that home affordability toolkit. Continuing our conversation today, a deep conversation right now we're having with Jim Sando. Maybe something really important to your family, to our society. Talking Jim Sando, Revision New Possibilities. Jim, tell us a little bit about Revision New Possibilities before we get back into our discussion.
Well, Revision was created to help teens who have either substance abuse or mental health problems. And most people think of substance abuse as, oh, those people that are using drugs. They don't really understand that usually substance abuse is a symptom of a deeper problem. People who use drugs are using them because they don't know how to cope with whatever's going on in their lives. And if you dig down deep enough and find out what it is, you can find out and help them with what's causing the problem. And they no longer have an interest in drugs and alcohol. So we were created to help a completely underserved portion of our population. There are all sorts of places out there that help adults. There are very few places out there that help teens. And that was the mission that we're called to, is help teens who have, you know, anxiety, depression, drug and alcohol type problems. Kids even suffer from post-traumatic stress injury. Stress syndrome.
Sure.
We don't realize that. We don't think how my kid hasn't gone through any, you know, traumatic stress. But in reality, when we look at kids who are suffering from some substance abuse, oftentimes there is traumatic behavior that's gone on in their lives that's driven them to using drugs.
Well, we live in the greatest country in the world. How can they be, you know, most of our kids don't understand starvation and famine. There's some, obviously, that a segment of the population, but for the most part, you know, our kids have roofs over their heads and they've got clothing, some better, some nicer than others, food, some are eating steak, some are eating hamburger. But for the most part, it's not like what we watched in Ethiopia and some of the third world countries. So we look at it and say, how bad can it be? Right? But everybody's, they where you are, though, is what matters, as opposed to comparing.
Yeah, and what we need to do is we need to peel off the layers of the onion and look deeper at what's going on inside. Because if you want a healthy adult, if you want an adult who can make good decisions and have functional lives, you have to start at the beginning, at the foundation. And teenage years are the foundational period. If you don't deal with problems when they're small and they're just beginning, you end up with larger problems that surface as dysfunctional adults, adults who are abusive, adults who can't hold jobs, adults who, extremely high divorce rate. That's a symptom of mental health issues that were created when they were young and nobody dealt with them.
So I've had a lot of debates lately about that our kids are involved in things that kids, in my opinion, shouldn't be involved in. That, you know, when you're in high school and junior high and elementary school, what are you dealing with? A gun rights issue? What are you dealing with? All these different protests, a women's march, whether you like this president or that president. from a professional standpoint, I'm just a radio guy, what are your thoughts?
Well, what you see is a much higher rate of anxiety among teens today, and a lot of it is because they're grappling with issues that they don't know how to grapple with. When you put a 16-year-old kid trying to decide whether we should have gun control or not, or who the president, if the president is doing his job or not, you've put an incredible amount of stress. How much research can they really do to come up with an informed decision? And yet I think oftentimes they're expected to have an informed decision. And I just think what's happening is the kids are suffering from anxiety because they can't figure out how to deal with these things, and they just become anxious. Because one of the big reasons for high anxiety is they're being asked to make decisions about things that really you and I didn't deal with when we were 16, 17 years old. Nobody asked our opinion about gun control for crying out loud when I was 16.
I was trying to figure out how to hit a baseball because I wasn't very good at it.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, and isn't that what we should be doing at that age?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've asked our teens to become adults at a much, much too young age, and they can't deal with it, and it's surfacing all over the place. We need to do something different in order to help these kids get healthy and grow at a normal pace instead of, you know, expecting them to move to adulthood.
Yeah, it's to me, let a kid be a kid.
And that, but don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that a kid shouldn't get a job. A kid shouldn't have responsibility. There are lots of things. I think people get very confused because in some respects, I do want kids to act like adults. I want them to get jobs. I want them to take responsibility. I want them not to make sure that they go out and blow $100 on something that's useless and silly. But it's
or at least learn from it if you do.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right?
Sure.
Because I'm certainly one. I made a lot of foolish decisions. But I was lucky enough to have parents that would say, "Okay, you blew that. What's the lesson to be learned?"
Right. But what we do now in our society is we expect kids to function like adults in their mental capacity, and all physiological studies show that their brains aren't developed enough to be able to do that. And so what we've done is put them in an impossible situation, and what we get are the results when you ask somebody to behave in an impossible situation.
It's fascinating how that scenario is there. You know, I remember when my kids were younger, there was a reason that the 11 o'clock news was on at 11 o'clock because kids were asleep, right? And you didn't hear some of the language. You didn't see some of the events that were on the 10 o'clock primetime shows, right? Because it wasn't right for kids. That's on all day long now.
It is. And, you know, kids are anxious about what's going on with North Korea. Can you imagine you and I worrying about what's going on in some country back when we were that age? They're actually terrified that there's going to be some nuclear holocaust and it's going to affect them. And it gives them something else to worry about. Frankly, they should be worrying about their math homework tonight.
Sure. Because, I mean, even you and I have no control over what's going on in North Korea.
Absolutely not.
Right? I mean, we can have an opinion. We can study it. But, I mean, are we going to help? Do we get a vote or voice? We're not going to be at that table.
No.
Right? I mean, we do get to, in next year or later this year, we'll vote on, thank goodness in this country, we get to vote on it, right? I mean, it's not like China where the president's going to be the president for the rest of his life, right? So
right.
We get to vote, but we should take that as a time that we need to be educating ourselves.
Well, and I think if parents modeled parenting skills instead of being friends and help their children to learn how to deal with things, the kids would be much better off instead of expecting them to have, you know, this knowledge on their own because there's no place for them to get it.
It's a very, very fascinating conversation. I'm really concerned, and I want to chat with Jim when we come back about the idea of when an organization like his sees an at-risk youth. Is law enforcement or should law enforcement have their hands tied? And what responsibilities are there to that? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about factors to consider when choosing a home to retire in. Talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archive. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution, 7 factors to consider when choosing a home to retire in. More and more baby boomers enter retirement age. The question of whether or not to sell their homes and move will become a hot topic. Today's housing market climate with low available inventory in the starter and trade-up home categories, it makes sense to evaluate your home's ability to adapt to your needs in retirement. According to the National Association of Exclusive Buyers Agents, there are 7 factors that you should consider when choosing your retirement home. 1 is affordability, 2 equity, 3 maintenance, 4 security, pets, mobility, can you get up and down the stairs, convenience. How close are you to your children and grandchildren? Would relocating to a new area make visits with family easier or more frequent? Beyond being closer to your favorite stores and restaurants, there are a lot of factors to consider. I put the whole report on our social media channels yesterday. So take a look at that. And if you have any questions, call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be happy to get you that information or get the report to you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Fascinating about the article that I just shared with you, because I think it has a lot to do with our subject today. We're talking to Jim Sando. Revision is the name of the organization, trying to help some at-risk youth. And Jim, I made this comment, and I share this on a regular basis. When we study other cultures, one of the things that's really highly valued in other cultures is extended family, right? And we honor, you know, in the Chinese culture especially, they honor grandparents. Our culture, grandparents are a great part of the extended family, but I don't think that we make use of them as much as we can in our difficult society today, where so many areas we've got a two-income household is needed. You know, if we counted on grandma and grandpa to be looking after Johnny and Mary during the day, do you think some of these issues may subside a little bit?
I'm firmly convinced that if we, you know, engaged our elderly in our lives and our family lives more, that they would be much healthier. Absolutely. They have wisdom. They have experience. They need to be treated with respect so that people will listen to them, because sometimes they don't express their ideas as articulately as we do as younger people. So we need to be a little patient, but it teaches us patience and it teaches us respect. And one of the things that I see very much missing in today's society is respect. We don't seem to respect each other. That's why the social dialogue has become so heated, is a lack of respect for each other. And that happens because as young people, we don't learn respect and patience with each other.
You know, I see that a lot when on social media. It seems like it's gotten to the point that, you know, I can hide behind my computer screen. I can hide behind my keyboard, so I can say whatever I want, and I don't have to think about the feelings of the other person.
Absolutely. You, if you look at studies on social media, they do much more to reinforce your current belief system and make you believe that you're right because everyone agrees with you, because you don't see the opposition and you don't have to respect the opposition. And that causes further polarization instead of any sort of coming together and trying to work together to solve our problems together with people that maybe not agree with us.
It's interesting the way that's gone, and you're right. I mean, you look at it, and it seems like we want to be in an echo chamber as opposed to engaging in respectful debate, where maybe you might find out you can learn something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to respectful debate, but I just don't see it happening much anymore.
Right. So before the break, we were talking about in some of the – and during the break, you and I were chatting off air about this concept and what went on in Florida – and how law enforcement, you know, the therapist had insight into this shooter and how he was spiraling. And law enforcement really did, in my opinion, didn't do that. And I'm a big, big proponent of law enforcement. I'm always on the side, 99.9% of the time on the side of law enforcement. And I think they missed something here, right? I mean, there was a lot of times this young man was crying for help, and was law enforcement's hands tied?
You know, I'm not sure if law enforcement is the right agency to help people with mental health problems. They're trained to, you know, deal with much more difficult situations than some kid crying and you know, experiencing depression. Depression does sometimes, especially in young males, surface as aggression. So then law enforcement's going to get involved. But I would be a little concerned about asking law enforcement to deal with this, you know, in any sort of substantive way, other than to protect people from, you know, being injured or hurt somehow or another. I think the problem starts before law enforcement. The problem starts when somebody sees, you know, somebody suffering, and instead of, you know, slapping them around, they get them help and try and figure out what's going on. When I was a kid, you know, the big question I remember when I was in high school is why. Why is this happening? I don't know if people ask why anymore. I think it's too difficult to ask why, and they just give up and say, well, the heck with why. Let's just, you know, put this kid in a cage somehow and get rid of him, or, you know, move him out of the way.
You know, sometimes it's fascinating that you come up with that, because I counsel and guide industry folks. And when we're talking to consumers, one of the things I recommend, or even to professionals as they're getting into the industry, I'll say, you know, ask the question why three levels deep, because the first level becomes very, very easy to answer. You know, so right now, obviously, we've got, you know, there's a lot of conversation about lottery tickets, right? The lotteries are massive right now. They're always big. They're just massive. Why do you want to win the lottery? Well, I want to have $1 million. No, you don't, because if you wanted to have $1 million, you would just set it on the coffee table and leave it there. So why do you want $1 million?
Right.
Okay, I want to buy a better house. Why do you want to buy a better house? Well, I want it for my kid. Ah, it's about your kids, right? When you ask that 3 or 4 times deep, you start getting somebody to really think. Do you find that the same when we're talking about our young people who are going into drugs and depression and
well, actually, what you've just described is what therapists do. They keep asking why. Why is this bothering you? Why does that not bother you? Why do you behave this way? Therapists don't, you may not know much about therapy, but therapists do very little directional, you know, advice giving. They don't say, this is what you ought to do. They say, why are you doing what you're doing? And is that consistent with what you believe? Are you behaving in a fashion that's logically consistent and integrity? And usually kids can answer for themselves, no, this isn't consistent. I've got conflicts. Well, why do you have conflicts? Why is this difficult for you to work through? Why are you afraid to ask that question? Why are you afraid to approach that person? It's all whys.
Interesting. So it seems like every one of these answers that we come back to, or whenever we get to these different issues, it all comes back, and we don't want to see the obvious. Because the more I talk to professionals like yourself and clergy, like Jimmy Gaston was in earlier, and I talk to law enforcement officers, it's always, always the exact same common denominator. And it's a breakdown of the family.
Absolutely. You know, if a child doesn't feel loved and supported, what else are they going to do? They're going to go find that love and support somewhere else. And unfortunately, they may find it in gangs. They may find support amongst a small group of people that are sharing drugs with each other. It's always searching for something. And if you keep asking why and help people to understand, yes, I am searching for something. Well, why aren't you finding it at home? Well, you know, why? You know, and that's why a lot of our counseling is not just individual teen counseling, but it's family counseling as well. So the teen can ask questions in the context of the family, and we can ask other members of the family what they perceive is going on and why they think it's happening. And you can even get a little better perspective on what to do to help this teen.
The solutions seem so simple. Yet I think what the problem is most of us have a problem looking in the mirror and saying the problem is in the mirror.
Well, you know, that certainly is true. And I think we all need to accept responsibility for what it is, what's going on. But I think a lot of us are afraid to ask those questions. A lot of the questions, when you ask why do I feel this way? You know, the answer may not be very comforting. Do you go to work because you want to escape your family? Or you go to work because you need money? You know, sometimes.
Or because you like what you do.
Or yeah, that's
right.
Right.
I mean, that could be part of it. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that come home from work as, darn, I'm glad that I don't have to go back there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a shame.
It's a very shame. Yeah, because there's no outlet. There's no emotional outlet for those people.
So taking this the next step, organizations like yours, how does somebody get involved or connect with you if they see a child that needs help?
Well, you know, I think one of the big challenges that parents face is trying to determine whether they have a real need or whether this is just some sort of an emotional outburst situation. And what I always tell parents is, what does it hurt to get a professional's evaluation of what's going on? You know, when we have people come in and they bring in their teen for an assessment, we don't charge anything for the assessment. We sit there for an hour with the teen, an hour with the parents, and just ask a bunch of questions about what's going on. And our therapists are trained. They have thousands and thousands of hours of practice under their belt. And they can make a determination as to whether you have something serious or whether it's, you know, some passing blurb and not worry about it. So parents think that they have to make that decision there themselves. And unfortunately, they're not trained. They don't have a master's degree and thousands of hours of practice and you know, consultation and supervision. Why not get somebody to do an assessment of what's going on? I always say the first thing is come in for an assessment. It takes a couple of hours. In our organization, it's free. I think other organizations, it may be as well. And just get the advice of a professional.
Great information. We appreciate you coming in and sharing with us. Hopefully, we've been able to reach out and find one family that we can help and make a difference in. If that happens, we've done our job this morning. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk next time on Ron Siegel Radio.